Chapter 2. Growing Up, a Froning. The worst part about our move to Tennessee was being taken away from our family in Michigan, and it was a lot of family. Just on my mom's side alone, I have 32 first cousins. 25 of us are boys. My competitive nature derives from having that many cousins because when we visited Michigan, or when I spent parts of my summers there with them, competitions inevitably broke out. It could have been sports, video games, paintball, hunting, whatever. You name it, and we found a way to turn it into a competition. One of our favorite games was King of the Dock. In the middle of Uncle Don and Aunt Chris's pond, the one with the pretty rocks around it, was a wooden platform that we would swim out to and play an aquatic version of King of the Hill. As the number of participating cousins climbed, so did the difficulty in remaining king. We weren't exactly playing touch football on that dock. King of the Dock was cutthroat. There were no rules, and it didn't matter if you were 10 or 20 years old. Whatever methods it took to get you thrown off the dock were fair game. It was common for games to end when a fight broke out. Sometimes not even a fight could halt the games or interrupt them. I wasn't a big kid growing up, but I was the fifth oldest cousin, so I could hold my own on the dock. But still, anyone who was beginning to establish a lasting presence on the platform would face an onslaught of a hastily put-together alliance of cousins intent on ending his reign. The numbers always won out. The competitiveness wasn't limited to when we were together. We'd call each other, and later, email and text, to compare our baseball seasons, or how fast we had run, or how much weight we had lifted, or anything, really, that we could compare. Our dads would even get into comparing their sons' latest accomplishments, but it was always a healthy competition. We rooted for each other because we took great pride in our family's successes. But while rooting for my cousins to do well, I also wanted to do slightly better than all of them. The trailer. My grandparents from my dad's side, John, known as Papa, and Jean, known as Mimi,